We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Brandon Scott and Cecil Shorts in the building for you. Ron the Show and Clint Sterner are out. So you got us. Appreciate them, as always, for letting us warm the bench for him a little bit. Warm the seats up. Cecil, I'm an Odell Beckham Jr. fan.
Are you?
I am, man. I think he's just a dude that was born to be excellent. Like, he's just good. Excellent, man. It seems like I've seen him, obviously, what he does as a wide receiver, but he seems like one of those dudes that's just an overall athlete, could have done whatever anything. He decided he wanted to focus all of his energy on.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of dudes like that. Like, or at least I tip my cap, you know, when I see when I see excellence. Hey, man, I don't have no hater in me, man. So when you just good, you know what I mean? I'm just like, hey, man, look, tip your cap. The dude is good. But I don't know if he this damn good, man. And you're going to have to explain this to me, because you played the position. You did it at this level. And I didn't go anywhere past high school basketball. But Odell Beckham says that he played the back half of last season without an ACL. And I saw that and I'm like, all right, sure. Ain't nobody doing that. You can't do that. And I'm sure there are much more graphic football stories than simply just playing without your ACL. But it just doesn't sound right. I'm like, ah, man, he out there running around. He caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, he was good for the Rams after they, you know, after they brought him in. So I'm like, well, no way was he his productive self without an ACL.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is a thing that could actually happen, and it is not as far-fetched as I originally thought when I saw the tweet.
It's not. Now, you have to understand players aren't doctors, right? And what we hear is we hear what we want to hear.
Yes, I can see that. I can definitely see that being the case.
I believe that he had maybe a partial tear from earlier in the year. I don't think it was completely torn. You're not reacting the way you did in the Super Bowl if it's already torn. Does that make sense? You'll go down.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I was struggling with the
He just finished whatever was already hurt, if that makes sense. So I believe he did have a serious ACL, maybe a minor tear, or one of the other ligaments were like kind of messed up. So it was like partially torn, and then he's got the rest of it in the Super Bowl. And that's not far-fetched. I play with Vincent Jackson. May he rest in peace. That's the second guy I had to say rest in peace to, man.
Man, and that an underrated story, and I don't even want to call it a story. It's just a tragedy, honestly. But an underrated thing about this offseason is how many people we've lost young. I mean, Dwayne Haskins' tragedy, getting hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Marion Barber. And I didn't mean to bring the segment down, but you mentioned that, though. And I know Vincent Jackson happened a while ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, you lost a lot of guys.
Brennan. I don't know if you remember Colt
Brennan. Yeah, Colt Brennan. There you go. Yeah, from Hawaii. Yeah. It's just been, it's a kind of a weird time.
The young guy from Baltimore just passed away.
Yeah. The running back. Was he a running back?
No. Defensive end. Outside linebacker type. Young, like this draft in 2020.
Right, because he died at the same time. Was it Ferguson? I don't know. He died at the same time, right around the same time that Tony Boselli ended up. Dump that. Zaragoza.
Goose.
I don't know. For some reason, Tony Boselli was on my mind. But, yeah. Siragusa, I think they died like on the same day.
Yeah, it was the
so
same
like
day.
So like the Ravens community was reeling from that.
Yeah.
My bad on that, on the Baselli thing too. Dump that, Chris. But yeah, man, just an odd thing. But you say you played with Vincent Jackson when he did
play with Vincent Jackson, and he played a whole game with completely turned ACL, didn't even know. So he was playing the game. The game was our, but that's the thing. He played the game, tore his ACL, injured his knee. He came out. Oh, I'm good. Went back in the game. This is Monday Night Football. We're in Tampa. Caught a couple passes. Everything was fine. Went home like nothing. Next day came in. Hey, my knee's a little swollen. Complete tear of the ACL. And he said just over time of the years he's been playing so long, how big he is, it was just time for it to go.
And like, I'm sorry, did you say, was he feeling pain though? Did he feel something?
He didn't feel any pain. Okay. So I take that back. He got hit in his knee, and then after that, he was fine. So he didn't feel anything after that. On the ride home, he didn't complain.
Okay.
We were cracking jokes. Like everything was good. And then the next day, his knee was a little bit swollen, nothing major. He's like, yo, you tore your ACL last night. So I've seen things like that. And they asked him, hey, do you want to get surgery? Do you want to continue to play? Like, what do you want to do? And it's like the amount of pain that most guys take on to play this game is absurd. The amount of pain most guys go through on a daily basis is absurd. You always hear like, hey, it's a difference between being injured and healthy. There's a difference. I mean, injured and hurt. There's a difference between you can play through something and you can't play through something. And most guys, I would say 95% of guys that play either special teams on up, you're experiencing some type of pain. You're fighting through some type of pain. And that's just what it is with the football season. So it's not far-fetched that Odell played with partially torn ligaments, and then at the Super Bowl it just gave out. I don't believe he played without an ACL. Now, I've known guys, this is an NBA player, University of Pitt grad, DeJuan Blair had ACLs.
In that's right. Yeah.
You remember that?
DeJuan Blair,
decent player in the league.
Because that was the reason why he wasn't kind of a below the rim big.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He wasn't really explosive, nothing like that.
I remember him and Hasheem Thabeet had some infamous battles in college basketball. Because I feel like that's who played against each other was DeJuan Same Blair conference. and Hasheem Thabeet. Yeah. They had some really good head to heads where DeJuan Blair, the shorter and below the rim but stockier guy, would kind
of
have some moves and would kind of give him the business. That's a good
So it's not far-fetched. Like it's not far-fetched. It's his position. It's like, yo, you are running at a high speed a lot. You're stopping and starting all the time. So it's hard for me to believe that it was completely torn, but it was. I can believe it was something wrong for sure.
What's the most insane injury that you've ever played with, or the most pain that you've been in on a football field? The thing that football players would understand and maybe wouldn't recoil at you saying it, but like me over here, that's not even coming to do a radio show if my stomach don't feel right. Like what does that look like in your career?
I got two.
All right.
One was in college, one was in the league. In college it was turf toe. And I never understood.
Okay.
I'm like, turf toe. Like, yo, you people just soft. Like Deion was tripping. Like you get turf toe, boom, 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 boom. I caught a punt returning in college. Somebody tripped me up from behind and my toe kind of like really got really stubbed in the ground. What I mean, that was the most excruciating pain I ever had. That was week four of my college season. I had to sit out a month, and then I was back for the playoffs. And our playoffs, we always go to the championships. We played 6 weeks after that. I was in so much pain for those 6 weeks, literally like a knife or a nail in my big toe every time I took a step.
And that was how you got turf toe, or you already had it? You already had it at that moment?
I already had it at that moment where I felt I felt the knife.
So you had turf toe when your toe had this awkward moment in the grass or whatever.
Yes.
It was. Okay.
So
wow.
I had turf toe and I couldn't figure out what it was.
So already playing with turf toe.
Yes.
All right.
And then it's just a knife in like constant stabbing. And there's nothing you can do about it. Brandon, there's nothing you could do. No medicine, no nothing. No, I got shot up in college. It was nothing they could do to take off the pain. It was just excruciating. Every single step, every single play.
How long was the excruciating aspect of it? How long did that part of it last? Because I'm curious about that. Because, you know, you stub your toe, it hurts like hell. But after about 30 seconds,
it's
over. I'm pretty sure you were
it never went away. You know how you stubbed your toe, and then, like you said, eventually it never went away?
Yeah.
So for about 2.5 months, it never went away.
How long? Yeah,
2.5 months. It never went away.
With an excruciating pain in your toe.
Yes. I had to walk around in the boot, constant medicine, constantly. When I started playing again, getting shot up, it was unreal. Cortisone, all that.
And this is college before you made this your living, made this a living, made this a living out of this, right? Okay.
Now, in the pros, I had a plethora of different stuff, but the one that was most excruciating for me in the pros was my sports hernia, where I felt like my testicles were being pulled off of me every time I would go for a route.
What?
So there were some days where I felt good. There were other days where it's like somebody was literally grabbing my balls and trying to pull them or yank them off of me. And it's a sharp pain, right? So I'll make a cut. Yeah. That's how I felt. Yeah. Like, where are you going? Like somebody just pulled.
But by the balls. Not by the ear, like how they show you in the TV shows.
Oh, by the balls. And if you're only a man, can only understand what I'm feeling right now. Or maybe try to understand what I'm feeling. You get kicked in the balls, it's a pain, right? But yeah. When you get a sports hernia and you're playing, I played the whole season. I played 13 games. That's as long as I could. That's as long as I could play with my balls being pulled each and every day at practice, each and every game. And I lasted all the way to Thursday night football against the Texans. And I dove for a pass. It was a deep pass. I got overthrown, wide open. I think I beat J. Joe or somebody. wide open.
Shout out, J. Joe.
I love you, J. Joe. I wide open pass. I dived for it. It was too far. And then that was it. I had literally limped off the field. But they were already like, at that point, they were like, just try to make it through the season. They had to limit my practice. And they knew what it was, but they didn't tell me right away. I'm like, why did my balls hurt, man? I'm like, this is supposed to happen.
Why I feel like somebody pulling them, though?
It's just a growing. No, my balls ain't my growing. Like, no, what is wrong? And they eventually told me. And then they're like, yeah, it's nothing we can do.
Dude.
It was crazy, B. Like, it was nuts.
It was nuts? Was it, though? Hey.
It was crazy.
That's where we draw the line right there. Is that the nut pulling?
No, that was hard, man. That was something that was, I never felt that before.
Jake Myers, your center fielder, just tripled to right field, and it looks like, yeah. And then Mauricio Dubon follows that up with a ground out to score Jake Myers, and all of a sudden you're in the bottom of the seventh inning, just trailing the Kansas City Royals by two. And Corey Lee is at bat right now, so there's your perhaps your catcher of the future. And a really good hitter with a chance to do a little bit of damage for the Astros here in the seventh inning. Coming up, we want to get more into this conversation that we didn't necessarily get into in this segment about the Texans rookie. There is a specific Texans rookie that Cecil Shorts is high on and that he's excited to see. Why is that exactly? We'll talk about that next on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.